Our next guests, they are from the Rock Hill Elks Lodge 1318. They're here to give us more details about this national free throw contest. We're talking about basketball, and you know they're prepared for this interview because they brought a prop them.
We like props.
We sure do. We're on radio and television, so you're getting a gold star for the day. We've got John Allman, who's the leader of the Rock Hill Elks Lodge 1318, and Mike Levins, who's the director of the hoop shot event. And we'll get with Mike in a second. But John, let's bring our audience up to speed. What do you want them to know about the Rock Hill Elks Lodge 1318?
Well, first off, it's a great organization. It's nationally wide for the Elks. 1318 has been around for a number of years. It was uptown here in Rock Hill, and we moved out off of Twin Lakes. That was where we went to. But we give a lot away, and we do a lot for the community, the state, really, North Carolina. So some of the stuff we've done, my goal this year as being exalted ruler was to try to get children, kids involved into the Elks. And part of what we've done is I've started out, we got a soccer shoot also that's going to be going on. We started the Athlete of the Month, so the kids go, we got a group that gets names from the people. We do that. We got our summer concert series, brings in money. We did a fundraiser for a wheelchair, brought in a little over $8,000 for that. We did also about $8,000 for the Christmas charity funds to the underprivileged children who needed a good Christmas. So it makes us all feel pretty good about that. And we also took a couple loads, believe it or not, of food and supplies up to Western Carolina to take care of our fellow folks up there also. So it's all about giving back, in my opinion. And then, like I said, the other thing that I wanted to get promoted again was going to be the hoop shoot. So at this time, I'd really like to let Michael Levins, the director of that, take over.
That's it. That you got the good, ball now, Michael. Take it down the court.
First of all, we really appreciate the opportunity to get in front of your audience and to promote what is a national contest. It's called the Hoop Shoot. It's been in existence nationally for over 50 years. Okay, there are over 1,800 lodges like ours across the nation. And this April, 72 winners nationally will be invited to the national competition in Chicago, Illinois, all expense paid by the Foundation of the Elks, the National Elks. It starts here in Rock Hill on Saturday, January 18th at 1 o'clock at Boyd Hill Recreation. And after we complete this initial contest, we'll be moving on to district, regional, state, and then eventually we like to send one of our kids, maybe it'll be Ashley's little boy, all the way
to
Chicago.
To his dad right now.
All the way to Chicago. But that's an overview, and if you go to www.elks.org/hoopshoot, you can look up other interesting facts. We have video there. This is at the National Foundation where you can watch past year's competition. It's a serious thing. It's very, very well managed. They also have a Hall of Fame there. There are past NBA players that have participated in this and much more. We also, if you go to that link, there is a calculator. You put in your child's birth date, and it will tell you which age group or if they're too old or too young to participate.
So this is a free throw contest for children between the ages of 8 to 13, but you compete only with kids at your age level.
Correct.
So you don't have 8-year-olds competing against 13-year-olds.
That's correct.
And it's free of charge, is that right?
No charge.
Okay.
No charge at all.
Wow.
So what does that day look like when they show up? What will the day look like?
Okay, so we'd like anyone and everyone, we'll start registration at 1 p.m. sharp, and depending on, we have no idea how many kids are going to show up. Maybe with your participation, we'll get a lot more kids. They'll be asked for their birth date. We will then assign them to the proper age group, boys and girls age group. They'll be given a basketball. We'll have referees with referee shirts on, trying to control all the kids, but they'll get a chance to warm up, but then we'll blow the whistle and we'll say, please sit down, And it's very serious. Each child is then called up. We'll start with the boys on one end of the court and the girls on the other. They'll both shoot at the same time. But they get 5 warm-up shots. And an important rule is the 8 and 9-year-olds get to shoot 4 feet short of the official 15-foot line. So they get a break. But we're shooting at a 10-foot goal. So we'll start with the young kids. They take 5 warm-ups. Then they take 10 shots for score. Then they go to the back of the line, and the next child comes, competitor, and they shoot. When that first kid comes back, they shoot 15 more. It's the best out of 25 shots.
Okay.
Okay, so wait 1 second. Walk me through. So I go first. Mm-hmm. Let's say I hit 9 out of the 10 shots.
Mm-hmm. So you get a 9 so for I that get a first 9. Round.
So I come back around, then I'm hitting 15, and obviously whoever has the most, whoever the highest the score most. In that age bracket will
determine the winner.
The winner for that age bracket for our area.
That's correct.
So that
correct.
Individual will then go on to what's the next.
So then after we determine, we'll be sending 6 kids to the district, West District competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will personally take them over there or meet them there. We'll take a caravan. We're going to go to Gaffney, South Carolina. That competition is on Sunday, February 9th. At Limestone University.
Okay.
Now, after that, maybe Ashley's boy, he'll wind up.
No pressure.
After that, we go to the state contest, which is March 2nd, and that's in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
So if we have a kid from Rock Hill qualify at state, and it's the same process, the best out of 25. Now, if somebody hits 24 out of 25, and we have 2 scores, then we have a tiebreaker. And we bring the 2 that are tied, and they shoot 5 shots. Then the other one shoots 5 more shots, and we do that until a winner is determined.
Now, is this all from just the free throw line, or is it like around
free throw.
The okay.
Free throws.
All right.
And you know, you don't have to be 6'8" to shoot a free throw.
You don't.
Muggsy Bogues told us that.
That's right.
Taught us
you
that.
Sure don't.
Former...
I bet Lucas could shoot
oh,
that ball.
Oh, gosh, Mike, you're flattery.
He's aged out.
Flattery will get you everywhere in life, Mike.
I'll tell you what.
You could be the celebrity demonstrator.
I would like to invite both of you to come down on Saturday 18th, and we'll have a little contest between
okay.
the two of us.
Oh, my goodness, okay. Mike. Boy, you know we love a good competition. My money's on Chapman, though, Ashley's son.
After the state contest, on Saturday, Sunday, March 15th this year, we hope to send a child to the regional contest, and that'll be in Valdosta, Georgia. If somebody from there, from Rock Hill, if they qualify, the competition obviously gets stiffer and stiffer.
Absolutely.
At each one. Saturday, April 26th is this year will be the national contest in Chicago, Illinois. I urge you to go to that Elks Hoop Shoot website and look at some of the videos. It's a big deal, guys. Then at the nationals, there'll be 6 children from each, boys and girls, so total of 12, will have their name inscribed at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
That's a big deal.
There are all stars in the NBA that don't have their name in that museum. And it's paid for, technically, even for this little trip to Gaffney, our local lodge is going to reimburse the parents for gas mileage to take their kid over. Mm-hmm. Then from there, we got to get them down to state. And at each level, the National Foundation will monetarily support the travel expenses. So it's a big deal, and we really want to send a – look, when I moved to Rock Hill about 5 years ago, I'm from West Georgia. And so I'm not really a big fan of the sports in South Carolina. But I understand that Rock Hill – is called Football City of America. I looked it up the other day. Even through 2023, there are more NFL football players from the city of Rock Hill per capita than any other town in America. I want to send a kid to Chicago from Rock Hill.
All right.
So we're known as Football City USA. You want us to also be known as Basketball City USA.
Yes, sir. I think so.
This is a lot of fun. And kudos to the Elks Lodge, nationally and then with the local chapters for doing this. I know we used to do this in Rock Hill for some time. Yep. It kind of just took a pause and we brought it back online. So this is open to all kids in York County between the ages of 8 to 13.
Yep.
It's free. You just need to show up on the 18th of January at the Boyd Hill Rec Center at 1 o'clock to go ahead and get assigned your group. And then someone keeps the score, right? Like the kid is not keeping their own score because that can be – okay, so someone's keeping
– We have three scorekeepers that mark it down. If the child makes the shot, the lead referee will say, made shot. If misses, no good.
And they're doing this in front of all their peers watching.
Mm-hmm. And parents, whoever's there.
No pressure at all.
If they put a foot over the line, it'll be a technical and no score.
All right. Well.
And obviously the goal, John, you alluded to it earlier, is just to get more kids interested in the Elks Lodge or just so they know there are service organizations out there? Like,
Both. I like the younger generation that's actually coming into the Elks and trying to get everybody involved in it. But it is for the kids. And like I said, what we do give back, and that's what it's all about is the kids. Back home, where I was an Elk at Indiana, they did the hoop shoot, they did all this, and they did a lot for the kids, and that's what we want to do. I mean, we still have other stuff. We give away scholarships locally, nationally, and also we do essay contests. It's the same thing we do. So we're always giving away to the kids. We just never, as the lodge, have done anything for a while. So that's why we're getting back into the shoot, and it's doing really good. And then the last thing, if you win the you're the champion, the national champion, you actually get talked about and go to the national convention. So it's a big deal to win this thing and move on and you know, be applauded for
your... Yeah, and we want to give a shout-out to the Rock Hill Parks and Recreation, specifically the division supervisor, Garnett McCown. Mm-hmm. She helped us secure this. So we're in partnership with the Recreation Department. And John Shea, he's the supervisor out there at Boyd Hill Recreation Center. So we really appreciate their help. This is our first year getting back into it, but we hope to grow it every year, and we'll see how it goes. But thanks for the opportunity to spread the word about this.
We will continue to let families know all the way up through Saturday, January the 18th, because advanced registration is not required.
They just
need to be ready to go when they show up on Saturday, January the 18th at Boyd Hill Rec Center. It's called the Elks Club Hoop Shoot, and we are going to send a kid, we know we are, to Nationals. We just have to find the kid, and we hope to find them on Saturday, January the 18th. John and Mike, great catching up with you. Thanks again for all the hard work that the Elks Lodge that you all do here in our community. We're lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
8:52 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees.